Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM, a River Network production.
Don't forget, we'll be talking about the Belmont Buzz in the next hour.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Well, it's because we can't seem to get any kind of good garbage collection service in Belmont County for many of the citizens. Primarily, Kimball seems to be the big stumbling block. I reached out to Kimball, offering them equal time to come on the air and talk about this, give us their side. No response yet. Not a good sign. But we've got Dwayne Pilek, who's going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news. He is one of the people with the Ohio Valley Waste Systems, and they're based, they're local people, based in Shadyside, Dilly's Bottom. Dwayne and John and Lee and Mucci and all the rest there at the nerve center of the Ohio Valley Waste Systems. They do great work. And so he's going to be talking with us about all the stuff connected with trash hauling in Belmont County. It's actually, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's actually a very big issue to an awful lot of people here because we just can't get good service with this out-of-town company. So don't take my word for it. Just look at all the Facebook groups that are complaining about this. It's really, it's quite stunning, I must tell you. It's quite stunning. All right, so we've got all of that. Also, the climate hoaxers, the people who want us to believe about, oh, there's a hole in the ozone layer and it's global warming and no, it's climate change or no, it's this and no, it's that. They're still at it. Here's John Podesta. Even after the election, still trying to convince us that, oh, yeah, this is still a big big problem, real big.
For those of us dedicated to climate action, last week's outcome in the United States is obviously bitterly disappointing. It is clear that the next administration will try to take a U-turn and reverse much of this progress. And I know that this disappointment is more difficult to tolerate as the dangers we face grow ever more catastrophic. But that is the reality. In January, we're going to inaugurate a president whose relationship to climate change is captured by the words hoax and fossil fuels. He's vowed to dismantle our environmental safeguards and once again withdraw the United States from the Paris Agreement. That is what he has said, and we should believe him. None of this is a hoax. It is real. It's a matter of life and death.
These people are unbelievable. And that's, by the way, exactly what Donald Trump did. He got us out of the Paris Accords and is telling everyone it's all a, you know, it's all a big scam. Now, why did I play this particular audio piece for you? Well, that's John Podesta. He is one of the founders of the Podesta, I guess, group. I think that's the official name. And the vice president of that group that he founded is none other than the favorite nephew of West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito. Her favorite nephew is Riley Moore, Riley McGowan Moore, and she has installed him as your congressman for the Northern Panhandle, the second congressional district of West Virginia, essentially the upper half of the state. That's her favorite nephew. This Riley Moore was the vice president at the Podesta Group. When I tell you that the rhinos, the Republicans in name only, are no different than the Democrats, it's all part of the uniparty, believe me. You might know Riley Moore, excuse me, Congressman Riley Moore. You might know him better as Rick Rattler. He is the founder and the lead singer of this group, music group, that pretty much glorifies Satanism. There are many, many pictures of him, Rick Rattler, all over the internet now, thanks to me. Or you might know him better as Riley McGowan Moore, the guy in Fairfax, Virginia, with an 18-count rap sheet. This is Shelley Moore Capito's favorite nephew, Shelley Moore Capito, the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty. The Archmorons have been running West Virginia for way, way, way too long, all of these rhinos. And they pretty much get their way, the way that Shelley installed her nephew as your new congressman. Have you noticed how Congressman Riley Moore, has done pretty much nothing and said pretty much nothing? All the stuff going on here and not much of anything. He's trying to keep a low profile. He's hoping that people don't remember that he is Rick Rattler, lead singer of this Satan-worshipping demonic group. They had a big, I don't know if it was made out of wood or paper mache or whatever, this gigantic serpent that they would wave around to the audience and all of that as they were singing songs about cocaine and about doing obscene sexual acts to little girls and all of that. Well, he's your congressman. And you can thank Shelley Moore Capito for that because that's her favorite nephew. So whatever Shelley Moore Capito wants in West Virginia, Shelley Moore Capito gets. She's the grand dam. Hopefully times will change. Hopefully. We will get someone in the northern panhandle, essentially the upper half of West Virginia, someone who's got some good name recognition in deep pockets so we can get rid of this this thing once and for all. And then if Shelley Moore Capito dares to run for re-election, I hope we can find someone who is a real MAGA Nation Republican, a Trump person, who can finally put an end to this miserable political dynasty. This is the heart of MAGA Nation. The Upper Ohio Valley, which is primarily West Virginia, Southeast Ohio, and a little bit of the western part of Maryland, but primarily West Virginia. This is the heart of MAGA Nation. 55 counties in West Virginia, every one of them red. Every county, the eastern part of Ohio, red, until we finally get to Stark or Athens. Red. This is all the heart of MAGA Nation. The western counties of Maryland by the eastern panhandle of West Virginia, red. This is the heart of MAGA Nation. And yet you've got these rhinos who are running so much of the state. It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. So hopefully we can do something about that. One other thing, which the media hasn't really picked up on at all, and that is the new senator for West Virginia, former governor, Jim Justice. I call him Governor Deadbeat because he doesn't pay his bills. Well, now he is Senator Deadbeat, and he's already missed votes. He's already missed votes in the Senate. And I'm wondering, and I don't have any inside information, I want to stress this, but would it surprise me if we learn that Jim Justice's health is much worse than people were let on to believe? It seems to be an open secret among the media, who are all in bed with this guy, that his health is so bad that he can't even stand, that whenever he's at a function, he's got to be sitting down. I mean, he's morbidly obese. I mean, I hope the guy is okay, obviously, but my guess is that he is a lot sicker than people realize. And he's already missing votes in the Senate. Not a good sign. Not a good sign at all. So I'm really concerned about that. And on the Ohio side, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. The Upper Ohio Valley, we're very fortunate in this part of the world because the Upper Ohio Valley includes the primarily two states, which is Ohio and West Virginia. So the Upper Ohio Valley, try to wrap your mind around this. This is actually a wonderful thing. We have four United States senators representing the Upper Ohio Valley. We have two from Ohio and two from West Virginia. We actually have four. States have two United States senators. Each state has two United States senators. The Upper Ohio Valley, because we have two states here, we actually have four United States senators. And that would normally be wonderful, except one of them is Jim Justice. Governor Deadbeat, now Senator Deadbeat. And now that J.D. Vance is the Vice President of the United States, and oh, by the way, isn't his wife gorgeous? My God, she looks lovely. Oh, my word, and that smile of hers, Jesus.
Now we're stuck with another rhino representing the upper Ohio Valley. Mutilation Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, who is a rhino, who vetoed a bill that would have stopped the butchering and the mutilation of children, this whole transgender surgery thing, and would have prevented dudes from going into little girls' locker rooms. Mutilation Mike DeWine vetoed that bill. That's why I call him Mutilation Mike DeWine. Well, his lieutenant governor, John Husted, went along with all of this stuff. Went along with all of it. Never a peep out of this guy. Whatever Mutilation Mike wanted, Mini-Me Houston said, sure, boss, fine. Well, now this guy Husted is the new United States Senator representing J.D. Vance. He was appointed by Mutilation Mike DeWine. So now we've got another rhino that we have to deal with here. And we've got to get rid of this rhino. So he's going to be around for 2 years, and it is a damn shame. I knew that Mutilation Mike DeWine would not appoint Vivek Ramaswamy or any other Trump supporter, because Mutilation Mike DeWine, even though he looks like a crusty, miserable old man, and he is actually a rhino. He's not a conservative at all. He's not a Trump guy at all. He is a miserable rhino who loves Haiti and loves importing Haitians into Springfield. So now the Upper Ohio Valley has, again, 4 United States senators. 2 are questionable. Governor Deadbeat, now Senator Deadbeat, already missing votes. And now we've got a rhino, another Rob Portman, on the Ohio side. There's still a lot of work ahead of us, an awful lot of work ahead of us. Excuse me a second. But we got to start somewhere. All right, so there's that. I've got one other audio clip that I wanted to play for you. And this is Mike Lindell. I hope you buy some pillows from this guy. It is amazing what they have put this poor man through. He was there at the inaugural, and I thought his interview was really interesting, very telling. Again, one of the many Trump supporters who was targeted by the feds and by state governments, all because he supported Trump.
My pillow made in the USA. I mean, it's just nonsensical, and maybe that'll all change now. I've been attacked right now, more now, since the election ended in November 6th than probably any other time. I mean, it's just they've turned it up. And why is that? Donald Trump's already won. You got to ask yourself, why would they be attacking? The IRS has gave mass about it at my pillow. They've attacked my Lindell Recovery Network, Keith Ellison, the Attorney General, Minnesotans went after that. So why are they doing this to me? I'll tell you why. Because they want to keep their weapon to steal our elections, which are the computers and the voting machine. And I will say this, and that's the only reason. But we will never stop. We're not going to stop because I don't want Donald Trump, our great real president, to be a Band-Aid. And then, you know, they can start stealing it all back in 2 years. Everyone said to me, On the night of the election, 2:30 in the morning, I was at the convention center, and I had all the usual suspects there. We had CNN, ABC, and I know every single one of them reporters, the Washington Post, New York Times, they're all lined up in front of me. And the one little gal from ABC, she goes, Mike, she goes, well, now that your friend Donald Trump won, do you think this was a fair election? And I said, you know me. I said, any election ever done with computers, I don't trust. And there were so many down tickets that were taken. There was 4 senators sold, about 9 congressmen, judges across the country. You know, everyone says, look over here, because he was too big to rig. Look over here, and what's going on? Donald Trump won. But we will not forget about all the other tickets down there. And I told them that. And then I thanked them. I said, and all you horrible journalists and attack reporters that have attacked me every day for 4 years, I want to thank thank you because I was able to get the word out and you helped get our great real president elected. And they're all going, no, we didn't. Yes, you did. You know, and there are attacks because what happened, I want everybody to understand this. On February 4th of 2021, that's when Smartmatic sued Fox News. Well, that was start of lawfare in this country.
Just thought you would like to know. We've not forgotten about the other elections. Trash talk coming up next.